Outside Lady Shaw Senior Center in Chinatown, a small crowd of elders, police officers, and city officials gathered to listen to Annie Chung thank Mayor London Breed for investing in elder safety.
So I just want to take this opportunity to thank Mayor and then to thank, you know, all of our elected officials for supporting the seniors during the pandemic. And you know that self-help is very, very concerned about our senior safety.
Chung is the president of Self Help for the Elderly. She says in the early days of the pandemic, during the xenophobic uptick in anti-Asian violence, she was worried about the health and safety of the seniors she serves.
I remember that we were at Portsmouth Square, and I asked the mayor to please just give us $30,000 so we could jumpstart a senior escort project. And mayor did. Ivy almost overnight committed the money to us. We hired two senior escort people to start bringing the seniors to doctor's appointment, to the banks, you know, just to come out for some fresh air.
Senior escort services, like those offered by Self Help for the Elderly, allow seniors to feel safe doing daily activities like grocery shopping, going to appointments, and using public transport. She says since 2021, the senior escort program has served 1,437 seniors in total. Services like this are crucial to community elders, many of whom have not forgotten incidents like the death of Grandpa Vicha, who was violently shoved while on a walk in the Anza Vista neighborhood in January 2021 during a wave of anti-Asian attacks. San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins says she's glad the community organizations are working to protect their clients, but everyone is also entitled to feel safe walking around their own neighborhood.
While it's great that our city, and honorable that our city came together to make sure that we had escort services and all sorts of things in order to prevent attacks on our elderly community, I will not become complacent or satisfied with the fact that we have an elderly community that feels that it has to have an escort service to go to the bank or to go to a doctor's appointment. We as law enforcement and as a city are dedicated to making sure that we get to the point where that is no longer the case.
Before serving as district attorney, Jenkins spent time working for the DA's office as a hate crimes prosecutor. As DA, she started a new vulnerable victims unit to focus on aiding marginalized victims like the elderly. She's also started a victim services division to provide additional resources for victims and families dealing with the aftermath of a crime. San Francisco has already seen a decrease in anti-Asian hate crimes. In 2022, six anti-Asian hate crimes were recorded, a drop from their high in 2021 of 60 hate crimes. Jenkins says that drop is not enough. She wants to work collaboratively with SFPD, the mayor's office, and the city attorney to make the streets of San Francisco safer. From Oakland, for KPFA, I'm Ellie Prickett-Morgan.